The Art Center's Armstrong Gallery is lined with works depicting classical architecture and sculptures from ancient Greece. On the far end of the gallery, hundreds of dried flowers are festooned before a large, burnished silver altar. Curated by the center's Alfonso Gonsalves, To the Sacred Grove is the latest works from artist Cynthia Kukla. It features sculptures as well as Kukla's usual medium, watercolor. She immersed herself in the culture of ancient Greece after being a visiting professor three different times at Aristotle University of Thessaloniki.
During times where I wasn't teaching, I would make research trips to Athens or Delphi or Crete. I spent a whole week in Crete, Istanbul, various places throughout Greece. In this way, I could literally sit in front of the temple at Delphi or in front of the Sphinx, the Great Sphinx. Actually, it's in the museum, and they let me paint with watercolors in there, which is amazing because normally you can't paint with watercolors in a museum. I was a scholar visitor, and so I had a special ID from the Ministry of Culture. So that was helpful.
How did you decide on what you wanted to paint? I mean, there's just so much in Greece and so many ruins there.
You're right. It would take several lifetimes. Because I was in northern Greece as my starting point, I was in Thessaloniki. And when you think of St. Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, which is from the New Testament, Thessaloniki is a very old city, and it's on the Roman road, the Egnatia. And so the starting point was the temple of Isis Taichi, and some of the images are from there. So that was my starting point. It's a lesser-known temple, and the main show in the gallery there features more of that. So I was starting out in northern Greece and kind of central Greece, and then I made my first research trip to Delphi, and then eventually I made my way to Athens.
With all this history and with all this culture right around you, how did it hit you emotionally as an artist?
It was overwhelming. Everywhere I'd go, I'd be walking on marble steps that had a beautiful indentation. And some of the marble steps had inscriptions on them because they had been part of other things long in disarray that the workmen or craftsmen or architects would have reused. And so anywhere you looked, there was some piece of some human's effort, whether it was ancient writing or a fragment of stone carving, just a piece of a relief carving that had just a head and a hand. It was overwhelming. There was so much.
Alfonso, can I ask you a question? Why did you want to show this work by Cynthia's here at the McLean County Arts Center?
Well, the McLean County Center is very happy to show Cynthia Kukla's work. First of all, because we were interested in showing more figurative work and something that had to do with emotion and spirituality in a way. And I think she's the perfect artist for that.
So what have you discovered looking at her works? What have you discovered about the spirituality of her works?
Well, I think she's planning on having a very concise idea of how to enjoy and understand her work by having an idea of where the show starts and where it ends. So that kind of path, that kind of way to go is going to make that very evident.
So it's almost like a pilgrim's journey through the artwork.
Somehow, yes, it is.
Exactly. Yes. Do you want to go inside?
Yeah, show me. Let's go in. Oh, there's flowers all over the place. There's dried roses.
Over 200 dozen dried roses.
Where do you get 200 dozen dried roses?
Thanks to Kroger, the one on College Avenue, as well as two in Northern Kentucky, where I now live. When roses are expired, I wrote a letter, got the manager's approval, explained the purpose for this solo exhibition, and they were happy to donate expired roses to me. These were ones that were going to go into the trash and hang them upside down in my studio. And sometimes we would get 40 dozen at a time. So it takes hours to process 40 dozen long stem roses. And I wanted this to have a sense of memory, a sense of a memorial. The piece in the back, the silver leafed sculpture part is meant to give an impression of an ancient altar,
yes,
where one is making an offering.
Where do we start our pilgrim's journey when we come into the Armstrong Gallery?
I think you start in your own memory, in your own place. And I think no matter what your level of spiritual interest is, we all have loved ones, whether it's our grandparents or our favorite uncle or aunt, people who perhaps have already passed. And I'm hoping that the roses trigger a sense of memory for those people who we have loved very much. And in fact, you know, this is probably a tribute to my own father who died when I was in graduate school. And so I had done a rose series in tribute to him, and people keep asking me to bring back my rose series. This time, I literally thought to myself, I'm going to use real roses. I just have to. I've been obsessed with this altar for about 4 years. I mean, I was trying to figure out how I wanted to make the image inside of it, because it's obviously just the impression of a real altar.
It has an old master's quality to it, if I may.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That was the point, because that's actually based on the Altar of Peace in Rome, which is called Ara Pacis. So that's the Mother Earth flanked by the goddess of the land and the goddess of the sea. And so I used silver leaf to give the, as I was explaining it to somebody, they said, oh, as if seen in moonlight. And I said, oh my gosh, yes, that's exactly what I wanted. So all the other paintings at the front of the gallery are meant to give you the impression of you're seeing it perhaps at dusk, or it's your memory, because our memories aren't really in color. When we think about it, our memories are not in high-keyed color, or even our dreams. We dream things, but they're not in big old technicolor. So we tend to have a kind of muted sense of things we remember. And so these paintings in the front are muted.
Alfonso, for the gallery goer who comes in to see this show, what advice can you give them? What to look for? What to anticipate?
Well, I would recommend to start a conversation between you, yourself, and the piece that you are beholding at that moment. I think that's the only advice I would give, because it's an experience that needs you as participant. That's very important. Sometimes people don't spend much than 1 minute watching images, but sometimes artists are challenging you to be curious and spend more than those 2 minutes. Nowadays, we have a world surrounded by images, and it's all the time so overwhelming, but I think artists are offering that challenge to spend time and start a conversation with the piece.
Do you think people will be surprised to walk in here and find all these dried roses all over the place?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it was also surprising even for me as curator. I didn't expect this, but I think it's coming along, it works, and it's exciting. Yeah, definitely.
Well, this isn't just the Armstrong Gallery, you guys. This is the Flora Armstrong Gallery. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't. Oh, that's perfect. That is perfect. Thank you for pointing that out. There we go. The goddess Flora, here she is.
You know, Cynthia, looking at some of your works, some of them are very simple lines with simple color choices, I mean, very direct and very bold. And then we have more color coming in, like with this vase down here at the end of the gallery. We have a lot more color coming in and more vibrancy. Can you tell me about your choices with regards to that?
That's excellent that you noticed that. As you get closer on your journey to the Sacred Grove and you come to the place where you're going to make your offering, there is more living color, and it's more in harmony with the roses that are seen here below. So this whole piece is really a sculptural installation. I'm known primarily as a painter, but I have done a number of sculptures. I wanted the viewer to be drawn toward the place that is the quietest place, where one would think of people who you have loved. There are places where people would kneel and say prayers if they wished, or just hold their hands in front of themselves and think for a minute. And then if you look up, you see something that was possibly a beautiful statue that was in the Sacred Grove that you caught a glimpse of. So that's the impression I want to give.
So we have these, all the dried flowers, these offerings here in the sacred grove. How do you feel about people coming in here and leaving their own offerings?
Ooh, that's interesting. Well, they could. They could.
They might be inspired to be a part of it.
I believe so. I mean, I think that the offering would be just to be capable to connect with the show. And I would be really happy if that happens. I think Cynthia has the best work for that to happen, actually.
That would be my next piece, because I want to make more. This is great. I already want to make more altars. I'm so obsessed with this. And of course, the rose part, it's a lot of work. And I could imagine one where the next one would have a different title. Oh, you've just opened up such a Pandora's box, girl. You notice how there's little bits of cellophane, which is contemporary? I wanted people to think about the tributes that were given at Sandy Hook or in Orlando or in London. I wanted people to think about different memorial places that are part of our contemporary life.
So here we are surrounded by ancient imagery, but the memorials are things that are never left in the past.
Correct, correct. There, every moment, there is somebody who has something that it could be something tragic or it could be something lovely. And in these times, we have some pretty tragic events and memorials. And I didn't want this installation to hit you over the head with a real heavy political statement, and yet it is there. My work has always had an undercurrent of concern, a humanism. I think roses trigger a lot of associations. I think that alone will help people make their own journey, mental journey, spiritual journey, seeing this show.
That's artist Cynthia Kukla, along with curator Alfonso Gosalvez. To the Sacred Grove is currently up and continues at the McLean County Arts Center in Bloomington through July 29th. I'm Laura Kennedy.